Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm going to be sharing today about how do you tune into your intuition. In my practice as a mind-body medicine physician and someone who's supporting profound awakening and self-healing, this is one of the most essential pieces, is connecting with the higher self instead of the lower mind, the thoughts, the conclusions, the belief systems that really just keep us stuck and that we've seen medically create all of the underlying chemistry, inflammation, disruption, even genetic changes that lead to disease. This is really the one of the most important leverage points as we get out of those conclusions and the limited self, and we begin following the higher mind, the higher self, tuning into your intuition. And I have three specific ways for you to tune into this and really have the awareness of, yes, this is my clarity. It can get really confusing for a lot of people. Like, is this just my idea? Is this really going to work? Is this really my higher self, or is it just my mind? So I want to help people have some really powerful ways to get clear on that and connect with your intuition, connect with your knowing, so that you have a clear pathway, whether you're dealing with an illness or you're just looking for expansion in your life and more abundance and prosperity and to feel more fully alive. This is going to be a really powerful episode to assist you in tuning into that truth. All right. Welcome for everyone who's joining here live. I love hearing where you're tuning in from. Ellen from Toronto. Hello. Lucy from New York, Levon from New Zealand. Hello, Rita. All right. So we do have the book. We've just relaunched the Mind Body Toolkit, the second edition. We've updated a lot of the content. I've added a couple of chapters. So for those of you who are interested, I'm going to share the link where you can purchase. We have a pre-order special going on right now. Hello, Barb. Barb's from UK. Great to have you here. Pedro from Portugal, Annika from Sweden. Hello, Cindy from Florida, Melanie in Facebook. All right, so the link for those of you who do want to purchase the book, The Mind Body Toolkit, again, this is a pre-order. It's going to be available on Amazon and all major booksellers in a couple of weeks. But we do have a pre-order for those of you who would like to get a hard copy signed and be part of a special group I've put together for a live call. This is at drkimd.com/pre-order. So I'm just going to put that in the comments for you now. We only have a few copies left. I have kept the group relatively small. So we have a limited amount of those copies. So there is a link for you. It's coming Thanksgiving week to the public. Yes, it is coming Thanksgiving week, couple of weeks, and this is an exclusive. So hello, Katarina from Sweden. All right, so let's get into our topic. And actually, the book is a really powerful piece that goes along with what I'm talking about today, is how do I tap into that higher self? One of the first things we want to do, just soften the body, drop in. We carry a lot of tension in the body that keeps us from the receptivity and perception that could really give us a lot of insight, clarity, and guidance for our health, what to eat, what to do. Should I have this procedure? Is this medication helping me? Who's the right practitioner for me? But also to other things like, is this relationship serving me? Is there a higher possibility for me in my work? Or what would create more prosperity to me? And letting that receptivity and perception come in so you can choose it. And in the Mind Body Toolkit, it's really written exactly for that. Here are 10 things you can do right now, anytime, anywhere to activate this, to allow the higher self to come through for immediate healing in the body. Yes, we have scientifically shown that this is what happens, but also for that wisdom, insight, and clarity. So again, that is at drkimd.com/book. Right now, it's the pre-order that will come up. And if you're listening to this later, the book will be available. All right. Hello, Karen from Ireland. Susan. All right. So how do we trust our intuition? It can get so confusing because we're not clear. There's a lot of things that happen where people have doubt and fear, and they think it's their wisdom talking. So this is kind of the first piece I wanted to share, is that your wisdom is never going to speak to you through fear. So if you think, well, I probably shouldn't do that because this might happen, or maybe that's not a good idea because, you know, something bad might happen. If you feel into the quality of the message, it's kind of the first tip with honing in on your hunches, connecting with your clarity. What is the quality of this message? Love or fear? Your wisdom will never communicate with you through fear. The way that can come out too is like doubt. Like, oh, I want to do this thing. Oh, wait, no. It probably won't work. And then you think like, no, this is my higher self telling me it won't work. But it's the energy of doubt never going to be your intuition talking. It will never come to you in the communication of doubt or fear. It will always come to you in the space of inspiration. Now, people will say to me, well, then doesn't that mean I'll just try everything and never hold back on anything? No. Your wisdom could definitely come in and give you the awareness that don't go out to that party, stay in and get some rest. But it won't come from, oh, I'm afraid I'll overtax myself. I probably should stay in and rest. It will be an inspiration, such as, oh, it'll feel so good to just take the night off and rest and relax and just disconnect from the world and connect with myself. It'll feel good. It'll feel light. I'm excited to do this, right? So the no, I'm not going, is not going to always, it's not going to feel like doubt, fear, heavy. No, I can't go because I'll just probably get sick and it won't be good. Let me stay in. That's the safe thing. And you think that's your intuition. No. So inspiration versus fear are very different quality. So if you tune into those messages, you will have a lot of clarity to differentiate. Whoa, what is my highest possibility here? The other thing is, a lot of people are asking from the mind instead of the heart. So something like, what should I eat? Right? Well, that's should. Conclusion, assumption, belief system. That is not going to access you to truth, possibility, expansion. Very different. So the mind can tell you what it already knows. Well, this thing is bad for you. You shouldn't do that. Oh, this is a bad idea. But that's not actually going to create more possibilities or expansion in your life. So a wiser way to look at this is, what will create the highest possibility for me? So even a decision like, oh, am I going to buy Kim's book? Am I going to do that program? Am I going to listen to the broadcast today? And you simply tune in and say, what's going to create the most for me today? It will guide you to your inspiration. If you keep asking from the mind and from conclusion, what should I do? Should I do that? Should I go there? Should I have this procedure? It's always going to draw you into the mind's archives of good and bad, right and wrong, fear, limitation. Your mind is very, very limited. Oh, I want to give a special shout out to my girl, Gemma, who is tuning in today. My daughter's 8. She is in a homeschool program with a group, and she was super excited to participate in my weekly broadcast. So hello, sweet angel. All right. Hello, Samantha, Rachel, lots of more people tuning in. Hello, Liam. All right. So I would like to hear your thoughts on this. Where do you get confused with, is this my inspiration? Is this my intuition? Or is this just my mind talking to me, trying to hold me back? Because we can sabotage ourselves all day long when we think our mind is our intuition. Anne says, I'm currently feeling so much discomfort when I tune in. Dropping in is very uncomfortable and scary. Yes, this is an excellent point. When we drop into the body, we are no longer suppressing our fear. We are softening. I'm going to bring you through a guided exercise to connect this way. We're softening. We're willing to open. And what comes up may feel uncomfortable. This is the energy releasing. This is not your intuition talking to you. Let the energy release. this is actually a good sign that you're connecting. I'm feeling it, which is bringing up, I'm gonna interrupt this question with a very important message. It is 11-11 on, it is November 11th and it's 11-11. So it's 11-11 on 11, November 11th. This is a magic moment and we should celebrate. The number one or 11 or lots of ones together is symbolic of unity consciousness. If you see 11-11 on your clock, it is the universe talking to you, letting you know life is on your side. Life is here for you. There's actually, I'm on mountain time, so it's 11-11 mountain time. There's a movement someone created to begin to embrace unity in the U.S. I live in the U.S. At 11-11 to say America is one nation under God. So for those of you who are on mountain time, you can shout that out yourselves. But wherever you are in the world, remember, we are connected in unity, whether it seems like we are or not, whether it feels like we are or not, and it's okay for you to remember that. All right, let's go back to Anne's question. Now it's 11-12. I'm feeling it, which is bringing up intense anxiety of what I'm feeling. So how do I move through this to feel the intuition and the chaos of discomfort? It's definitely heavy. This is such a great question because when we drop into our body, the first thing we're going to feel is everything we've suppressed that we didn't want to feel. But guess what? We cannot connect with our higher self, our wisdom, our guidance, and intuition if we keep suppressing what these energies are, what we're feeling. Guilt, shame, fear, abandonment, past emotional trauma. Yep, it can be very uncomfortable. It often is. And it's the most freeing thing you can possibly do for yourself right now. And you don't have to experience it all at once. It might be super intense. Just relax your body and take 10 slow, deep breaths into whatever you're feeling. So physically soften, relax your shoulders, soften your belly, bring your attention within. So pull all your energy back into your body. Breathe more fully. So number one, number two, number three, physically soften, bring your attention within, breathe more fully. Good, and it might feel uncomfortable to breathe at first. Do it anyway, just soften and notice that. 10 breaths. It's okay to feel what I'm feeling now. All right, so let that happen, and especially like anytime during the day, but especially when you want to connect with clarity while making an important decision. Let me connect with my clarity. You've got to release what you're holding. Now your body already knows energetically how to release those trauma energies, those old emotional energies, and the belief systems you may have carried. And you can simply put your hand on your heart and say, body, it's okay to let all of this go. Breathe in and breathe out without agenda or attachment, just soften. Thank you for asking that point, Anne. That's a really, really great, great question. All right, brethren from Rhode Island. We have someone on Facebook from Sweden. Barb's with overwhelm and overload, limited, no energy. How to help yourself. So this is the same thing. What does my wisdom have for me? What will create the most for me today? Soften your body, breathe, let whatever energies are there dissipate as you breathe, which they will, not necessarily in 10 breaths, although after you practice this for a while, even more quickly than that, but practice this to get in harmony with your body and help it release those energies. Hello, Christy. All right. Jesus, the problem for me is when I try to be within, I get voices that tell me I need to be moving, doing other things, usually means working or saying you need to do dishes, cook, etc. Yeah. So feel the energy of it. Is it guilt? It may be awareness. Hey, there's stuff to do. Yes. So you presence, you soften, you bring your attention within, there's thoughts. Okay. I'm not saying you don't do them. I'm just saying presence first. So tell them, yes, thank you very much. and I'm going to take the next 10 breaths to just be here. Yes, I will go do the dishes. Yes, I'll go do whatever is called for after I connect with my clarity, if that is still my inspiration. Because what happens is we connect and the body and the mind goes, oh, no, 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 you're too busy to connect. Don't do that. You got to do this. You got to do that. 20 things I need to do first before I can presence myself. That's why most people never connect with their wisdom. That's the only reason, because the mind hijacks them into being busy and distracted with other things. So just thank you, thank you, thank you for these thoughts. We can revisit these later, but right now I will connect with myself. Get curious. What's here? Okay, so mind to the heart. We talked about the messages of fear versus love, fear slash doubt versus love. This is how your wisdom will connect with you, never through messages of fear or doubt. And then the last one, and I love, this is my favorite. You play this game called light heavy. Okay. So your wisdom or your mind, who knows yet, we're going to look, is talking to you saying, oh, you know, that won't be okay. You definitely should do this instead. And you just feel like, is this true for me? I just had a practitioner I met with. She's a beautiful naturopath, expanding her practice. And one of the things she said was, well, I feel bad moving to a cash practice where people pay me directly and coming out of this insurance model. But the insurance feels so heavy for me. I have to make these long charts. It's not stuff I would need to chart for myself. I just have to chart it for the insurance, but that's the only way they'll pay me money. So I spend so much energy doing this thing I don't want to do, but oh, it'd be so great if I could just be free and do it on my own and have a cash practice. The thought she had was, but if you do that, you'll lose money. No one will come to you. They won't have the money. And the other thing was, but there's so many people who only have insurance and they can't afford me and I'll be abandoning them. So I asked her, all right, let's look at what your guidance has to say. Heavy light. Feel into the energy of A. They're not okay if I don't keep this model. People will lose. I'll feel guilty. I'm not serving them. I can't have what I really want because I have to do it this way. Option B, right? And then you just feel heavy, light. Huh, I don't know. Does that feel heavy or does that feel light? Right? And along with that, A piece was, you'll be guilty. Who are you to change your model? Who are you to accept cash and live in abundance? You can't do that. It's not fair to everyone else. Okay, that's A, heavy or light. Then you come over to B. As I follow this inspiration of what feels light to me, everyone wins. When I step into abundance and honor myself, everyone will benefit because I'm more alive. I'm in greater harmony. I have more to give. And for those who can't see me physically, because they're not going to pay cash, it will actually contribute to them anyway, because we are connected. As I honor myself, everyone benefits. So that's B. So I just asked her to feel into it, heavy light. And B was so much lighter to her. She felt it cellularly. And she finally said, all right, there's concerns, doubts, fears, but I'm going to step into my guidance. I'm going to move in this direction that I know feels light to me. Because here's the thing, your wisdom, which comes through the space of your heart, your wisdom is not going to drop you on your ass. It is not going to fool you into doing this thing that feels light only to tell you, oh yeah, we bought and sold that to you. That's not going to work. Like, it is actually your receptive system tuning into the possibilities that already exist for you. It's a part of your system that's wise, not the part of what you do know, what you already understand, but the part that lies in the unknown that can connect with what's possible that never even occurred to me. What's possible that's available to me now that if I would move in that direction, it would create abundance in my life. And that will always feel light. So when you get into a space of confusion, play the light heavy game. All right. Barb said, will you be doing an audiobook of your book? That is not yet in the works, but it is very likely down the road. Speak on what blocks you, what physical elements. Can you be more specific about that tint? Someone in Facebook said, my husband called me at 11:11 from the hospital. The doctor called him the miracle man. His aorta broke on 5:11 and he survived. Yeah, the aorta is the massive vessel that comes from the heart that feeds, you know, the whole body. We're blessed thanks to our son's intuition. Beautiful. Teray said, great advice. Do you have a stethoscope? I don't really know what that means. All right. So beautiful. Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So Tint said, speak on what blocks you, please. I think I want to get more clarity on what you mean there. So the things that can block us is where we buy into our doubt, right? Oh, this is amazing. It feels expansive. Oh, no, I can't have that. That won't work for me because blah, 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 blah. Those are conclusions. Those are beliefs. So whenever there's doubt, fear, always because we're working from conclusion. So one of the main things I'll share with people when I work with them privately is mind versus heart. You're either functioning from your mind, conclusions, belief systems, assumptions, or you drop into your body where you can access your wisdom. Katarina said, I love the light, heavy game. So three things. Tuning into the quality of the message. Is it my mind versus my heart, you know, my truth? You can tune into what's the quality of the message. Love versus fear. Inspiration will always be a space from love. That's your higher self. That's your true intuition. Fear is like, oh no, this is going to be bad, or doubt. It doesn't mean your inspiration won't move you away from things. It's just that it will feel inspiring to do or not do that thing instead of fearsome. So you do not ever need to, but what about, what if this, what if that, right? I trust my intuition, but what if this happens? And we think fear is our wisdom. Never going to happen. Awareness will tell us, no, don't go to that party, because it can pick up on the unbelievably, you know, specific information of maybe there's someone who you're going to have a bad exchange with. Maybe there's, I know everybody's worried right now about contamination and being contagious, but your wisdom may be like, nope, not for you. But it won't be, I'm afraid to go. It will be, oh, I'm inspired to do this other thing instead. That feels light. That feels joyful. That feels free. Okay. So trust that. So love versus fear/doubt, heart versus mind, presencing the heart, bring your breath into the heart. Your wisdom and intuition will come through the heart. So relax your body, breathe in through the heart, let everything go, drop in. So physically soften, deepen your breath. Let your attention come to the space of your heart. You can even put your hand on your heart. Tell your body, body, it's all okay. Say it out loud. Your cells are listening. Body, it's okay for us to follow our highest truth. It's okay to let my journey be easy. Okay, so if you're making a medical decision, should I have this procedure? Should I take that medication? Let yourself drop in, be anxious for nothing, mind to heart, breathe here. It's okay for me to receive everything I need in total ease. Because the mind can convolute it all day long. I shouldn't do medication. It's bad. I should just heal myself. Oh, you should definitely do that. You need it. You'll never be okay without it. All right, all of it, right? Let that go. It's never going to serve you. Drop in. So you have your awareness. Body, where you ask your higher wisdom, what will contribute the most to me? I'm ready to receive that. It's okay for me to receive that. So love versus fear, heart versus mind, light versus heavy. Play the light and heavy game. And said, thank you for guiding me through that heavy space. I feel a big shift. A ton just cleared and I feel so much lighter. What a big shift in minutes. So much gratitude for you, Kim. Thank you. Well, I'm grateful for you too, Anne, because that was an excellent question that I think will serve a lot of people where you ask like, whoa, when I tune in, fear comes up. When I tune in, it feels heavy. So we breathe, bring your presence, soften your body, and bring the breath. This is how you let energy transmute. So then you can have your clarity. Melanie, this is key for me. So by just practicing connecting with my body, fully breathing, etc., I can gradually connect more fully with my inner wisdom, even if, especially at the beginning, I don't sense a difference so clearly. Yes, thank you for saying that. Let that expectation go, or let that requirement go that it needs to be like immediately. You're like, well, something must be wrong. No, that's the mind. Yes, I've had, she said, I don't sense a difference so clearly over time. And then over time, the difference will get clearer. Good. If at the beginning, I don't sense a difference, over time, it will get clearer. Yes, I've had my mind hijack me for a long time this way. It would tell me that doesn't work. This breathing and presencing stuff, how should this make a difference? This is not safe, etc. So I kept staying more in the mind space. This is a huge point. I just finished 100 days of stillness, just sitting in meditation, close my eyes and breathe, presencing myself. The only intention was to connect with myself more fully. Why did I do this? Because I had the total awareness that the only way anything more could come into my life, more expansion, more joy, more abundance, more expression in my work, is by being more connected with me, more connected with my wisdom. And I knew this was a really powerful way to do that, like the only way I had to do it. So I did. And it was incredible. And I am more at peace with myself than ever. I'm enjoying myself more than ever. We've just had massive success with the book launch. We've almost completely sold out with a pre-ordered book. So I'm just enjoying that. People are really receiving the work that I'm here to share, tuning in, participating. I've been connecting with people all over the world and I'm enjoying this. I'm receiving this like never before. So I know that that is a major part of having connected with myself more fully. So way to go, Melanie. Yeah, we don't always see it right away. Do I stay present anyway, or do I abandon myself because I think, well, that's not going to work. That's worthless. That's a waste of time. Regina said, how do you get clear on anything when dealing with the loss of your husband and best friend? So immense pain, grief, all kinds of things, really, really intense emotions can come up with that. I can't see a clear picture. All I seem to feel is intense pain in my heart and my body. I'm always in fear. This is a great question, Regina. Thank you for bringing this up. So just like Anne, when she presenced herself, there's residual stuff there from really who knows when. It could be decades before. But then Regina is someone dealing with something that's right now bringing up massive, intense emotions, fears, thoughts, heaviness, sensations. I would say your grief prescription, just compassion for yourself. Sit in that space just a couple times a day, like 3 times a day. Body, I will presence this grief. Take 10 breaths. You do not need to do more because it can overwhelm you, but do let the grief move. Now, you could do this, maybe 2 breaths right now, and then a few months later down the road, more. Don't overdose because you want to be really, really compassionate with yourself, very gentle on the self. You do not have to move it all at once. However, suppressing it is not going to be, you know, all of it is not going to be helpful either. So just little gentle, 1 breath at a time, I'll presence this grief, drop into your body and let 1 breath at a time. It will be a massive, unthinkable upheaval of intense heaviness, despair, grief, maybe fear, many of the things that most people don't ever want to feel and will do anything to avoid, to the point of destroying their life, destroying their health, destroying their family, you know, drinking, drugs, all kinds of things that we do to tighten, physically tighten, to suppress this. So you are a warrior of the heart, and it will be so much healthier for you. Get as much support as you need through this, because if someone's just sitting in presence next to you while you do your 10 breaths or holding your hand, it will be massive. And with each breath that you allow this energy to release and allow more love to come through, because love is the only reason you feel this level of grief. With each breath you presence and this moves through, you are clearing the energy for all of the collective. Sweet love. I'm so grateful you asked that question. Lucy said, do you need to do it all sitting up or can you do it laying down? You can do it any position you want. Straight spine is always really helpful. Open chest is always really helpful. Feel what feels fluid for you. I was in my salt bath at 11:11. I happened to look at my phone on the floor. It was 11:11 on 11:11. I instantly thought, oh, that means something wonderful. Ah, that's so cool. Well, we had our own little celebration at 11:11, in case you joined us late. Samantha, I have so many food sensitivities. I started relaxing more and being aware. Now, period, for 2 weeks, ringing ears and swollen lymph nodes. Going to the GYN today, just when I thought I was doing better, all is falling apart. I just want to trust what I know. Yeah, a lot of times things will come up before they resolve. The body's rebalancing, the body's releasing. It looks like a chaotic mess. We're like, I'm sure this was a bad idea, bringing more presence and serenity in my body. All hell has broken loose. Yes, that is exactly what happens a lot of times in the first stages, is all these energies we've held release. The body does this massive recalibration, especially with the ringing in your ears. That's a really big symptom of this. To continue to do the same thing with whatever you're doing to support yourself. And yes, see your doctor, but 100% relax your body, breathe more fully, presence within. At least a little bit more presence within, because that will allow this to complete as your body comes to a new balance point. Really, really important. Thank you, Melanie. Woohoo, 100 days. Dennis said, when I try to connect, my mind is going a thousand miles an hour, confused. Yep. When you try to connect, stuff will come up. It'll be uncomfortable. It will try to hijack you. Why? Because what we're doing, we're hijacked by the mind. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I can't drop in. I'm too busy. That's no purpose. Let me keep going outer. I'm not gonna put any energy within. That's useless. I'm gonna put all my energy out there. Okay, so that's what we do. As soon as we no longer obey the mind's command that there's no power in here, that's useless, that's a waste of time, you're too busy. As soon as we disobey and we do it anyway, even for just 10 breaths, the mind is going to go crazy because all the things that are already there, but that you're in alignment with, you're in compliance with, they're going to be quiet, right? It's like if you're being watched by a watchman and he's like, stay right there in this room and don't leave from that space. You're like, I'll be right here. Everything's fine. I just won't go anywhere right now. As soon as you try to go somewhere, it's going to pull you back. You're going to feel the oppression. You won't feel it when you're sitting still. Same thing here. You won't feel it when you're complying with the mind's command to not ever go into your power. So as soon as you do, wow, I always tell my clients I work with, all the bats are going to come flying out of hell. The screaming, you're not okay. This is a waste of time. You can't do this. Whatever is keeping you from really connecting is going to be heard. It may be felt physically. It may be heard, like Dennis is saying, all my thoughts. Emotionally, it may come up, like what happened with Anne and what's so very present right now with Regina in the midst of going through something so intense. It's okay. Yes, anyway. And just do 10. If doing 10 minutes is going to be too much, just do 10 breaths. And you're like breathing in. Holy shit, this is so freaking hard. I can't even believe it. Yes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Right. And you'll hear the voice. This isn't working. It's not doing anything. Yep. I breathe in. I breathe out. Okay. So the three things: soften your body, bring your presence within to your heart, breathe more fully. Boom, boom, boom. Those are the three things. Nina said, what if you're stuck in fear about a choice, like having surgery or not? Yeah, you're stuck when you're in the mind. When you come into your intuition, your clarity, you have awareness. The awareness may be, we're not ready to make that choice yet. Okay, great. I stay tuned for further instructions. That doesn't mean you're stuck. How do I know which is fear in mind and which is the heart's choice? Good. Rewind this, because that's what we talked about in the beginning. What's the quality of the message? Is it love versus fear? Fear is, no, you shouldn't have that surgery. You should just self-heal. It's not okay. You could have a problem, right? Or fear could be, have the surgery. If you don't have it, you'll never make it. You have to have it, right? Both of those are fear. So it's not about whether it's telling you to do it or not. It's about, is this a fear message? And then love could be, it's okay. Have the surgery, be taken care of. It's all right to move forward. Love could also be, pause. That's not the choice for you. It's okay for you to let that go. Thank that doctor for his opinion, but that's not your truth. You can move in a different direction and heal in a different modality, right? Both of those are clarity slash love. But it's not necessarily do it, don't do it. It's just what's the truth? And you may need a little more time. So slow down, connect. The other piece is presence your heart. So you bring that energy out of the mind. And then the third one we talked about was the light heavy game. So you can rewind to get a little more of a take on that. That's a really powerful exercise. Joe said, I was sitting for longer. Did you do it in the morning or in the day? Stillness is hard it's hard to feel focused. Well, I did it whenever I did it. Sometimes it was first thing in the morning, especially if I woke up really early before my family. That does not happen often. A lot of times it was as soon as I got to work. So I'd make it like an appointment with myself. Like I would make an appointment with a client and I would sit with myself. Sometimes for whatever reason, I didn't do it in the day and I'd do it before I went to bed. Most of the time I broke it up. So I do like 20 minutes and then I do 40 minutes later. I just did it whenever I could do it. But I did commit to do it for 100 days and I succeeded. All right, where is the book link. So we do have the book special right now. It's a pre-order. The book will be officially available. This is the Mind Body Toolkit with 10 tools you can use anytime, anywhere. Oh, I have it. To reverse disease, to increase your energy, and to empower your prosperity. So this was written because I'd studied so much about mind-body medicine and self-healing, about psychoneuroendocrine immunology, which is how the thoughts and beliefs, your nervous system, your endocrine glands, hormones, and your immune system are all completely seamlessly connected and in communication. And I understood this, but I was like, well, now what do I do with that? How do I activate that? How do I empower my body to come into healing? And these are exactly the things that I've used myself personally to heal an autoimmune disease and for now millions of people all over the world where I've assisted people in my programs and through this broadcast. So this is available Thanksgiving week through all major booksellers. drkimd.com/book. But right now, this week, it's available for pre-order. Well, I will sign you a personal copy and ship you the book, and you'll join me in the Mind Body Awakening, which is a group call and some exercises we'll do around completing the year and entering the new year. So that's available right now. If you go to drkimd.com/book, I will put the link here in the description. Here we go. Nina said, oh wait, sorry, we got that one. Monique, does this work with high blood pressure? Yes. So your blood pressure is very sensitive to your thoughts, your beliefs. Are you in fear? Are you in ease? It will create massive resilience in your system. So there are specific nerves that innervate and put, you know, put energy into making sure your blood pressure stays at a certain level. And then that gets a little out of whack with the feedback systems in your body, in your endocrine system with all your hormones, and in your neurologic system. Since these are all connected, yes, this has a lot to do with your chronic state of elevated blood pressure. You can change this. You can change even a chronic condition where the neurological patterns have learned to keep things in a high blood pressure state. Could it be dangerous if somebody can't get into the feeling completely? No. In short, no. The only danger is when fear hijacks you and you buy into it, and which is what most people are doing 99.99999% of their time, is living in fear. And this is exactly what creates high blood pressure. So presencing the fear with pure awareness, like I've showed you here, does the exact opposite. It allows it to release and resolve and no longer override those messages in your endocrine and nervous system that cause high blood pressure. This has actually been demonstrated in multiple scientific studies, and it's pretty fascinating. Barb said, I'm so grateful to you. I listen most days. You're an anchor for me, and your pearls and gems of wisdom help me to cope with life and aspire for more. You're so beautiful, Barbs. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to have you here. All right. I love you guys. Hello, Dana. All right. I'm so happy I've ordered one copy as a Christmas gift for me. Oh, and I'm so excited to see you in the group call for what we'll do in the Mind Body Awakening. So that's the program that if you register in the pre-order, you will be a part of that small group. So hey, hello, Gemma. I love you too. I mentioned earlier, my sweet, beautiful, brilliant 8-year-old is tuning in each week from school. All right. One more question we have. Anne said, I'm struggling with letting go of doing. Yeah, this is the best thing, right? As soon as I sat in my stillness and meditation, I'll tell you, like, I could not have done this 100 days earlier because it was just too loud and overwhelming. And I believed it a little tincture, a little tiny bit. No, you can't just be still. You have so much to do. But when I had this awareness to do this, and it was definitely a calling from my higher self, it was so clear. Kim, there's one way to go. And my commitment to my own personal expansion and awakening is so high that I was like, there's nothing more important. In fact, I talked to someone today who's a practitioner, and she's talking about, you know, what she's creating on her website and doing videos. And I said, the most important thing is that when people see you, a picture of you, your video, that they feel more whole. There's nothing more important, because they may get more information, but if you're in fear, they're going to feel more empty. It's not actually going to help them. And because we are connected, we are one. If all I did today was help someone else feel more whole, I created a better world for myself. So I told her it's purely selfish reasons. But when we're in unity and we realize I'm connected with everyone everywhere, we know that that's the most important thing for ourselves, is to create a more abundant world. But yeah, the mind will tell you, no, there's no power there. There's nothing there. There's no reason to do that. And you can't sit. You can't sit for 10 seconds, let alone an hour. So she says, this is such an old story. What my body wants to rest, be it process, release. This is such an old story. I want to release it. It feels so sticky. Yes. Yeah, so sit with the energy of what comes up. So there's that thought. Anybody can try this. You just sit. All right, I'm going to sit for 15 minutes. And then the thoughts are like, ah, you can't sit. This is a waste of time. This isn't working. You have so much to do. Okay. Breathe in, breathe out. You're like, I'm going to sit, period, the end. So you're going to sit through whatever comes up. What are those things that have been so excruciating that they make you move and they make you run and they make you chase? They're hijacking you. So I breathe in, I breathe out. Yes, this thought. I breathe in, I breathe out. Yes, unthinkable pain. I breathe in, I breathe out. Yes, despair. I breathe in, I breathe out. Yes, the idea this is worthless and useless. I breathe in, I breathe out. Okay, there's 15 minutes. And the mind's like, so what? You didn't get anything out of that? Yeah, you got everything. You got yourself. You got a deeper connection with you. And I am here to tell you as a physician, this is the number one most important asset for your health and for your prosperity. Period. The end. Take that to the day I die. All right. I love you guys. You're awesome. You just made it all right to do in two parts. Thanks again. It's hard when you're tired. Yeah. I know. I mean, you gotta work with what you got. You got the commitment. I'm going to do this. Work around what works for you. You got to lay down. You got to sit up. Hey, don't be hard on yourself or rigid. I have to do it this way. Yeah, that's the mind, right? Light, heavy. So take these three tools, connect with yourself. It is the greatest gift you will ever have. I am so excited to be a part of this with you. If you would like to pre-order the book, drkimd.com/book. For everyone, you can register for free to tune in to my work at drkimd.com. I'll be here every week at 11 a.m. Mountain for Mind Body TV. All right, lots of love. Bye. I'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.